We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast, not only here in the United States, but across the planet. Where should we start today, Eric? Oh, and thanks for being with us.
Well, Todd, today's going to be a really interesting day for the southern United States. We've been watching how that colder air that's kind of slid through us has made its way all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. But a couple miles above above the surface, the flow is still out of the south and kind of southwest. And what's interesting is that's producing this really broad shield of precipitation over that much colder air right along the Gulf Coast, getting over to the east coast of the United States. And why I say that's interesting is we might be seeing some snow through parts of southern Texas, getting into Louisiana, going across parts of Mississippi and Alabama, and then into Georgia. And honestly, you know, down there, they don't have the snow removal equipment nor the experience with the snow to handle it. So today's going to be a very interesting day for the South. But you know what? Bigger picture, they need this precipitation. It's been drier for the last 60 days down there. So this is good for agriculture on the South right now. But if we just take a look at the overall pattern and what we should expect around here, the bigger picture is still the thing we've been talking about for a while. That pattern flip happened. We have a bigger trough that's kind of sitting over the Hudson Bay near the Great Lakes. And so our focus will be on any sort of little, what we call shortwave. These are little kind of perturbations, little shortwaves that kind of round the base of that bigger trough. And each time they do, they produce what we call clipper systems, these very quickly moving little shortwave troughs that kick off these little low pressure systems that bring us some precip. And because we've got enough cold air kind of hanging around, we're going to watch one of those come through later on tonight into early tomorrow morning. And out ahead of that, as the air is lifted, we're going to be producing some snow showers. And so we could expect to see tonight maybe a first taste of some snow showers around here. I'm not expecting much accumulation. This is moving pretty fast, and it doesn't have too much moisture to work with. But we could see some snow showers tonight into early tomorrow morning as this first of these clipper systems kind of comes through. But what's interesting is I see a parade of them. I see four or five of them all kind of lined up, keep coming around the base of that bigger trough. So we could see on and off chances for snow showers like this, you know, we'll call it the next 10 days or so. But we're not talking major, major accumulations at this point. Now, that's a different story if I talk about the eastern half of the Corn Belt, especially Michigan and any location that can get lake effect snow. The lake effect snow machine is going to be on, and it's going to be blasting those particular locations. And the East Coast is going to be seeing quite a bit of snow as well. But that's our overall setup. And what's interesting about where we are here in Illinois is that we're right on the edge of where the really cold air is going to be. What I mean by that is, out west, there's a massive ridge, and at times we're going to be able to get the influence of that ridge over here into this part of Illinois. While the eastern half of the country keeps dealing with that big trough, we could see a couple of days where we get back above average in terms of temperatures, but then each time the big trough shifts a little bit to the west, we get back below normal temperatures. So it's a very interesting setup, and we're kind of right on the edge of all of it. Now, if we kind of just take a look at what all this means in terms of agriculture, it comes back to something we've been talking about now for a while, and that is the central states have really missed out on the precipitation for the last 60 days. And I got to keep watching it and keep watching it, because this flow pattern of a deep trough over the northeast, that's a dry pattern for the central U.S., and this will impact wheat production if we don't get some moisture back in that ground. This will certainly impact what the beginning of our next growing season looks like if we don't get moisture back in the ground in the central states. So we just got to keep talking about it, Todd. I got to keep mentioning that is the situation. Now, let's just take a quick trip south of the border here and talk about Brazil. In Brazil, what we're watching right now is that the northern growing regions, so think Mato Grosso, Goiás, the Tocantins, and getting to the east, the South American convergence zone is just dumping rain on them. So maybe this week and the start of next week, we're going to be seeing really, really wet conditions there. It's important for cotton planting that's going on there right now. They're trying, you know, over the next 30 days to be moving toward their first harvest. So this is a lot of rain, kind of at the right time. But in the southern growing regions of Brazil, this week is looking dry. It's also looking dry in parts of Argentina. And what we're going to be seeing is by the time we get into next week, it looks like that precip band is going to shift farther to the south, kind of letting the northern region dry out just a little bit. They're going to be below average on their precip. But Argentina is the place I've got some concern about, because we've seen a rather dry pattern over the last 30 days in that location, you know, in Argentina. And if that continues, it could just mean some more stress on the crop there. So there's quite a bit to be watching in South America. But the thing is, right now, the precip, you know, the monsoon is flowing, and therefore there is precipitation to be had. So they're not in major danger of drought. But you know what we're all anxiously awaiting in the meteorological community is, yeah, we do a lot of neat things to try to do our long-range projections with analog models and understanding relationships between big, you know, variables like La Nina. But we get a lot of assistance from our global models, and they're going to be updating probably midweek next week. So I look forward to getting that new data into the overall picture of what I think January, February, March are going to look like, both for the United States and, of course, for South America, as that could really put some, you know, some pressure on the markets, just given what we think might happen with a little bit drier weather in South America.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is from Agrible. You can hear his forecast, in fact, the forecast from all of our meteorologists on our website anytime you'd like, on demand. How? Well, just go to Illinois Public Media's Ag page. It's at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org, and hit weather.